Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't you clear things up for us?
Yes, I said start with the last names of two of the stars of the movie It's a Wonderful Life, Stewart and Reed. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell a five-letter word that names something you need to live, and a six-letter word that names a place that doesn't have it. What are the words?
So the thing you need to live is water, but you can't find much in the desert.
That's right. Water and desert are correct. Okay, Ian, it's our last show of the year, that is.
So pregnant it's pause.
I know, right? So it's time for our annual Any Questions clearance sale, in which we clear out the trivia cupboard by using up leftover questions from categories we did this past year. And as an extra holiday treat, this time all of the questions are from categories we gave to one of our special guest answerers.
Ah.
Back in show 78, we had Mike Danforth and Ian Chillog from the podcast How to Do Everything, and their category was appropriately called How To. So what do these steps tell you how to do? Step 1, join a hockey team. Step 2, score a goal. Step 3, repeat step 2 twice more in the same game.
That's get a hat trick.
Yes, that's how to score a hat trick, being 3 goals by the same person in the same game. For show 93, we had our first listener guest answerer, Doug Peterson, and his category, appropriately enough, given that he lives in California, was L.A. What category do Stop Making Sense by Talking Heads, The Last Waltz by The Band, and At Folsom Prison by Johnny Cash all belong to?
Those are live albums.
They are all live albums. They are all incredible live albums. For show 96, we invited Trey Graham from NPR to answer questions about famous trios. The first of Isaac Newton's three laws of motion can be summarized as an object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion, unless an external force acts upon it. By what seven-letter word is this phenomenon commonly known?
Inertia?
That's right, inertia. And Newton's second law is force equals mass times acceleration, and his third law is I before E except after C.
Something like that.
For show number 111, we invited our second listener guest answerer, Neville Fogarty, to answer some questions about elevators. A 1980s Canadian game show called Pitfall challenged contestants to cross a bridge comprised of 8 elevators by correctly answering trivia questions. Who hosted this show 2 years before hosting the game show he is most associated with?
Canadian game show host sounds like an answer of Alex Trebek.
That's right. It's a one-to-one kind of thing, isn't it there?
Exactly.
Yes. And finally, for show number 116, we invited word nerd Ben Zimmer to answer some questions about Big Ben. In the 1950s, a 13.5-foot replica of one of Big Ben's faces was hung in the South Concourse of what famous railroad station, itself known for a clock in the center of the main concourse? I predict you have been to this railroad station once or twice.
Is it Grand Central?
It is Grand Central Terminal. That's right. The clock face weighed 300 pounds and the numerals were 15 feet high.
Wow.
And not only are we out of questions for this year, but I'm out of jokes for this part of the show. So I'll just say we love hearing from our listeners, so you should write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for an additional trip down Any Questions memory lane in the form of some extra credit questions left over from 2013, or this challenge, which takes us into the new year. Mike?
Take the phrase red tag sale. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, 5 letters in both words, that names things you might get at such a sale. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and I'll wish you a Happy New Year. Can't wait to see where Any Questions goes in 2014.
Happy New Year, Ian. We will see you next year.